Hello, and welcome to this video series about using Internet Information Services version 7, also called IIS 7. The techniques will be shown on Windows Vista, and you can also do the same things with the version of IIS 7 that's found in Windows Server 2008. This video covers creating your first website, virtual directory, and web application through the new IIS Manager graphical user interface. By default, the web server is set up to share content found underneath inetpub, www root. And here's some default content that it provides automatically. We'd like to establish a website with files that I have just stashed over here under the sites folder. This is a folder that I had created. There's two folders of content that we'll be working with here. I'll just copy and paste that content back over in the inetpub www root folder. And because of specific permissions that are established in this folder, it asks for our permission to continue. Also, a user account control pop-up to make sure that this is not an attempt to hack the website, but rather it's a legitimate request. We could establish a website in any folder on the disk, but by copying it here underneath the inetpub www root location, it inherits all the appropriate permissions to be able to make sure that the site is secured properly. So let's see what we get after copying in these files. By navigating to HTTP localhost, we see the default page that's been provided by IIS. And underneath the subdirectory Burton, currently an error. The assembly microsoft.web.preview could not be loaded. It's found in the bin folder underneath the Burton site. And it can't be loaded just because right now, that Burton folder is not yet marked as an application. So let's go into the Internet Information Services Manager tool and mark that site as an application. A nice feature of the new Start menu in Vista is you can easily search for things that are found on the system. In this case, here's our IIS Manager tool. The application requires elevated privileges, so we see the user account control pop-up. And now from within the tool, we can expand the tree at the left to be able to see the various websites. Only one that's established at this point, and inside we find the two folders that we'd copied. The easiest way to be able to set up an application on Burton is simply to right-click and select Convert to Application. Everything is filled in for us. And after this change, the icon is modified to show that it is an application. Going back over to the browser, we can simply refresh, and now the page works. When an application is created, it lives within what's called an app domain, which is a memory space that that application can use. And it also responds to a specific portion of the URL namespace. In this case, anything that's under the Burton folder. Looking at the content view for Burton, this application and all ASP.NET applications can have a global ASAX file. Or in the case of classic ASP, it would be a global ASA file. Also, ASP.NET websites have always used the web.config files, and now classic ASP sites, plus sites made with other technologies like PHP, can also use web.config to hold their IIS-related settings. General configuration settings made for the whole server at large, such as those under this developer PC, the application pools, or the configuration of individual applications, are found in the application-host.config file. We'll take a look at the special configuration file in another video in the series. Creating an application in this way has worked well for us to be able to establish a site that we can troubleshoot, a way that we can develop this application. But what if we wanted to deploy the site and have it respond if we were to reference the URL burton.com? All of this content is currently served up from the default website. Exploring the bindings, we see that HTTP requests on port 80 from any IP address will all go to the default website. To have requests for burton.com come up, we need to add a new website. We want the Burton information to come up from this new website, but all of the other existing content on the server still to be served up from this default website. The Burton files are found in the inetpub www root Burton folder. Let's see what happens if we leave this binding information unchanged. It conflicts with the existing default website settings. To avoid this conflict, we need to change at least one thing from this information. It could be an IP address, although we just have one on the machine at this moment. In this case, the host header could be a unique thing to change. Only references to Burton.com should be served by this website. We've set up a DNS entry on this network so that requests to Burton.com are actually rerouted to this individual system. To get the same effect in a test environment, you can modify the hosts file on a machine. So now when we reference Burton.com, it runs in a different app domain, which takes a little moment for it to start up. And we see the same website. Instead of differentiating Burton.com just by using host headers, oftentimes production web servers will use multiple IP addresses, so each website would get a specific IP address. Multiple IP addresses can be assigned to the same network card, making this very convenient. Now imagine for a moment, what if we had many, many websites, hundreds, even thousands, on this specific web server? The .NET framework that's used with ASP.NET applications consumes about 20 megabytes of RAM. If a separate instance of the framework existed for every single one of those sites, it would exhaust the memory of the machine very quickly. So in order to save space, multiple application domains exist within an application pool. So far, all of our applications have been placed inside of this default app pool. It makes use of a new pipeline architecture that's available in IIS 7, called Integrated Pipeline. Instead of having to do a context switch every time one of the modules is needed, in the Integrated Pipeline mode, all those modules run together, which boosts performance. But this is a different architecture than what was used in IIS 6 and older. So if you run into compatibility problems, you may want to try moving your applications over to the classic .NET app pool, which uses the old classic pipeline. Because the application pool is where the .NET framework exists for applications, if you have websites that target a different version of the framework, such as ASP.NET version 1.1 sites, then you'll need to place them in their own application pool. This item only shows up if you've actually installed the .NET framework version 1.1. To change the application pool that a site runs under, just reference its basic settings. And then you can select an application pool. Okay, we've seen that our freshly created website works, but what if we wanted to place a virtual folder of content underneath, something that's not actually found in the Burton folder right now, but is found in another part of the disk? We had copied over the Team Burton folder earlier. Let's establish this as also being virtually available underneath Burton. We can do this by establishing a virtual directory. We can choose whatever alias that we wish, which is a name for that virtual folder. Then the physical path must lead to those exact files. In making this change, now the same files that we have underneath Team Burton are available also virtually from this location. And let's see what happens when we reference the website and add in that new alias, Team. At this point, we get this error message saying basically that this virtual directory is not marked yet as being an application. Back in the Internet Information Services Manager tool, we can mark this virtual directory as an application. Earlier, we could have just added an application instead of taking this two-step approach. With this virtual folder now marked as an application, its icon changes, as we'd seen previously with the Burton application. Also, you might not have noticed, but now there are two new icons found here underneath ASP.NET, .NET Roles and .NET Users. All applications can make use of this feature set to allow forms authentication and other user management techniques. Even applications written with PHP or other scripting languages that run under CGI can also make use of this form style authentication.
The only requirement is that the application be placed in an application pool that's been set to use integrated pipeline mode, which is the default.
Now that we've configured this application underneath the Burton site, let's go back and see what happens when we refresh the page. Now it's functional. So let's review what we've done and see how the logical paths correspond to the physical paths. We started with a default website configured to serve up content from inetpub www.root. We added in another website called Burton that's being served from the inetpub www.root Burton folder. And finally, we added an application under Burton that's being served from inetpub www.root Team Burton. The IIS Management Tool makes it easy to configure websites, virtual directories, applications, and application pools. We sure hope that you enjoy using this tool to administer your IIS 7 websites.